Bank of Cardiff, this is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, Robert, how's it going?
Hey, Robert, I was really just getting ready to call you.
Perfect.
Hey, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had a few more questions to clarify on the app real quick for my underwriters. On your, I got a few discrepancies on your time in business. I know you told me 03. I saw on one, I think it was your, one of them it said 06, and then another one it said you guys were established 2012. I think it was on your Secretary of State.
I'm sorry, you know what? I established 06, I went LLC in 12.
Okay, for sure. So you established 06 and then went LLC in 2012, you said? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I saw that 2012, so, you know, I just had to clarify that for the underwriters real quick. Then there was another one on your tax return. One of those months you had a big loss, I want to say. It was like $8,000. I could pull it up real quick. I was just wondering if you could just elaborate on that one real quick. I think it was April, I want to say.
Of 15?
Yeah, no, it was April of this year. I think, yeah, you guys started with 12, and then it looked like you guys ended with 8 for the month for your balance.
On the statements? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was on your bank statements.
It was just payroll.
Okay, just payroll?
Yeah. Basically, I started all my big jobs around April this year. I had, you know, some of them a little bit before April, but they weren't big payrolls. But, you know, once it starts getting warm out here, they start, you know, the bigger jobs start up, and that's, you know, why I started opting for funding.
Okay. No, it makes sense. You know, just something I got to clarify for the underwriters. And then just your specific, like, your use of the funds. I know you mentioned to me you wanted $100K in working capital. You know, what specifically were you going to, are we going to go payroll, you know, tools, supplies, you know,
how
is it going to be?
For payroll and materials.
Payroll and materials?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and are those all going to the payroll and then the materials too? I know it's unsecured,
yes.
So, you know, you can use it wherever, but, you know, just something we got to put down for the application.
Yeah, I'm going to use it. You know, I got my payroll running me about close to $20K a week.
Okay.
All my scale jobs, and then, you know, my material suppliers are a little bit more lenient on my pay terms with them.
Right.
I understand it, but, you know, workers aren't going to come to work without a paycheck every Friday. They start freaking the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, well, yeah, I think that's just about everything, but, yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot that over to the underwriters. He looked over it real quick, but I just had to, you know, get those missing pieces from you real quick before he could go ahead and start working on it, so.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just, you think you're going to get back to me today, or you think we won't hear anything realistically till Monday?
I'll try for today. I know I'm still going to be here for about an hour and a half. All my underwriters are still here as well, too. I got a friend over there that works pretty fast, so I'll get him on that. But if I don't, I'll shoot you an email, worst case scenario, and then I'll get back to you immediately on Monday when I do hear anything. But, yeah, definitely I'll keep you in the loop. I don't want to keep you waiting too much longer, so.
Perfect. Thanks, Patrick. I appreciate it all, man.
Yeah, thanks for you, too, and sorry about all the blowing you up and miss questions I'm leaving out, so.
Oh, no, I understand. It's financial, political bullshit.
Yep, got to get it all right, so, you know, I don't want to tug you around. Okay. All right, well, thanks again, Robin. If I don't hear back from you, if you don't hear back from me this weekend, or by today, have a good weekend, I'll talk to you probably Monday, but I'll shoot you an email if worse goes today.
Perfect, thanks, I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks again, man.
All right.
Bye.